Rock, sport and talk.
Full time with Matt Jones.
This is Radio City Talk.
Got a guy in the studio now who you'll know, I'm sure, from his days at Liverpool, Tranmere, Millwall, just a few of his clubs. He's gone into coaching now and he's been working under John Gregory over in India, and he's had plenty of success in the Super League as well, where they've managed to win the title. It's a very good afternoon to former Liverpool goalkeeper Tony Warner.
Hey, Matt.
Great to have you in. So you've been over with Chennaiyin, is that how you pronounce it? Chennaiyin?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
FC with John Gregory. Tell me about that over in India.
Well, I got a text message in October off John, who I'd never kind of met before. He got my number from someone in the PFA, I think, and he just asked me whether I was interested in going over into the Super League. It was something which did spark me interest, I must admit. So basically, you know, sorted out contracts, visas and stuff, found myself over there. Never been to India before, so, you know, it was an interesting draw for me. And it was an unknown quantity because they have a draft system. So, you know, you don't kind of know what team you're going to have from one year to next. I shouldn't imagine with people have been on it over there for a little while. So ends up over there, you know, we've got our squad which we have obviously drafted in, and then you can bring in your own foreign players, it was just kind of just trying to build the best team possible against everybody else. And it was a fantastic experience, really, really good.
I'm just looking at a few details of the team. First of all, owned by Mahendra Singh Dhoni, which is incredible. Did you get a chance to meet him?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we. There was some kind of like public holiday, and we all went to the hotel for a meal and stuff and like a get together, and he turned up, and I didn't realise how big a player and personality he was until I got to the hotel, and it was evident you could see he was big stuff, you know. We were standing there just waiting to have a chat with him, and just some guy threw himself at his feet. He just threw himself at his feet, and to be fair, Dhoni, who I'd spoke to our other owner, she said, like, you know, he's such a good personality, such a humble guy, and that. And as he was diving to his feet, you know, he grabbed him. He said, you know, don't be diving at my feet, mate. You know, let's have a hug and have a chat instead. So the Indian guy was really made up with that. But that was just a mark of his kind of personality, because that kind of stuff goes on over there, like with kind of certain levels and that. He was a real big star, you could tell.
Yeah, I'm a massive cricket fan, so he's kind of royalty over in India. And I just wanted to wonder, what were the crowds like compared to an Indian cricket crowd? Because watching cricket on TV, they're boisterous, they're loud, they create a great atmosphere. Was that kind of similar with the football?
Yeah, they were trying to. They were trying to do that. Obviously, they didn't have the volume and the numbers there at the games. I mean, I think our stadium probably held about 35, 40,000. You might get like 12, 14-ish. They try and get like the chants going, you know, they try and encourage the team, and they try and be vocal, you know, with drums and things. So yeah, they try and get the atmosphere going for you know, the amount of people that they have there.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and I've got former Liverpool goalkeeper Tony Warner in the studio. He's just been part of Chennaiyin's backroom staff as they've won the Indian Super League, finished second in the regular season before winning the final. What's the standard like out there with the Indian players?
The Indian players are, you know, they haven't been exposed to football as much as the rest of the lads that were in our team, you know. I mean, there's lads from all over the world, but in our team we had a couple of lads from Brazil, a Nigerian lad, a Portuguese, a couple of Spanish lads, Dutch and Slovakian. They obviously haven't had the exposure that these lads have had in, like, academies and stuff, but, you know, they pick things up quickly. And they have to, really, because, you know, John Gregory's kind of remit was, you know, we have to be a team, we have to kind of pull together and take responsibility. The first thing I noticed when I got there was you would find the Indian lads would just give it to the foreign guys just pretty much all the time, and they wouldn't maybe make a killer pass themselves or make a run and try and get past people and take that responsibility. But that was something that John Gregory kind of instilled in them very, very early on. He said, "No, it's got to be, you know, you have opportunities to do things yourself, you've got to do it yourself." And that was the making of a really good team. So our standard rose quite well, to be honest, yeah, very, very quickly. So, you know, it was a good unit we had. I think we were fortunate, but a lot of things, I think we recruited really well. Player wise, you know, like quality wise, but also personality wise as well. Like the group we had was like so cohesive. It was fantastic. You know, there was never any bother. There was anything like that. And plus, well, you know, things like that can fracture a team. It happened to a few teams out there. Actually, there's a few lads who were kind of at it a little bit in some other squads, which we, you know, news got back to us. But it was never evident in our team.
If you look at some of the players that have been out there, and you mentioned some of the international players that you had in your squad, but Ian Hume's a big player over there. I think he's injured at the moment, sadly. Yeah. Ryan Taylor, former Tranmere, Newcastle's been out there. Loads of other massive names as well. Does it help having those kind of big names over there for exposure, you think, and for the players learning off them?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, you know, they've started this Indian Super League because of that. They want to try and draw these big players and get, like you said, exposure. So, you know, Berbatov was over there, like you said, Ryan Taylor was there, Wes Brown. You know, to name a few. Sorry, Robbie Keane was over there. A lot of them lads are kind of injured. Sure, Wedge Brown was injured, Berbatov was injured, Robbie Keane got injured, Ian Hume as well got injured. You know what I mean? So, like, it was a shame we couldn't see more of those players. I suppose for the exposure side, but they weren't in our team, so they weren't scoring goals and gaining points. So that it probably helped us, the fact that they were injured. But yeah, it does help. It does help. You know, if you're next to like Robbie Keane, and he's your forward, and you know, you're working alongside him as a forward, or you're looking as a midfielder to pass the ball into him, you know, he can do a lot of amazing things, and you know, it can open your eyes if you're a player who hasn't been exposed to that before.
Full time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Tony Warner's in the studio, former Liverpool goalkeeper, Tranmere, Leeds, loads of other clubs as well. Now, you've played for all those clubs, as I mentioned. You played over in New Zealand for Wellington Phoenix, international football for Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. How was this experience going over to India and coaching there compared to all the playing experiences you had?
It was probably a bit different because it was probably a bit more relaxed insofar as, you know, you're not having to perform yourself. Your job is to, you know, set up your session plans and see what your goalkeepers need. But, you know, as far as kind of training on a daily basis, which, you know, does take a lot out of you, that obviously was taken out of this episode of my career. Look, it was fantastic. I mean, like, it was the first time I've been to India. I don't know if you've been to India yourself, but it's such an amazing place. People are fantastic. You know, with actually playing football, you're travelling all around the country, so you get to see a lot of the country as well. You get exposed to a lot of different cultures, which I didn't realise. I mean, somebody told me there's 2,000 different languages in India. I mean, we've got lads in our team that, I think Hindi is a general language. And if you don't speak Hindi or English, you can kind of be a bit caught out. You know, if you're from the northeast compared to someone, say, from the south. Sometimes there's people in India who can't actually talk to each other because the language barrier is there. So that was an eye-opener, things like that. But, yeah, just going back to the fact that, you know, it's so vast, you get to see a lot of places. You know, we were in Calcutta, you know, we got to see Goa. You know, it's just beautiful part of the country. There was a young lad who was at the club, a sports scientist that was there with me. And meaning when we get to cities, me and him are kind of going walk about. So you'd be walking through the slums, which was really interesting, and it was a lot better than I kind of thought. I envisaged it was really friendly. People kind of seemed to be really kind of easy with themselves. Happy, they'd always be happy to stop and or stop you to try and talk to you and ask you who you are, like, how come you're walking through here, like, where you're from. They're really engaging, so like that was a nice experience. And pretty much everywhere we went in the country, we go walking, like, slums weren't particularly that far away from any particular point. You go walking through, and we always had the same experience.
What was it like handling the heat as well?
Well, we were lucky because John Gregory, his training schedule was we would generally start about 4 o'clock and it would still be hot then. But every minute that goes on, it's getting cooler. So towards the end of the session, I don't know, maybe five o'clock or quarter past five, when you get a game on, it would start to cool down quite a lot. So I think that was really helpful. Some other teams would be starting training at 10 o'clock. So as the more you're training, it's just getting hotter and hotter and hotter. So, you know, that may have been a factor in our success, maybe. I don't know, but I know it helped us a lot. But we didn't feel the full force of the heat over there, because I went over in October, November, and it was, to be fair, it was really, really hot, really hot. But the locals were saying to us, you know, when it comes to kind of like June, July, it's almost unbearable. because like we're right in the southern tip of India. You know, if you just kind of carry on down, you're hitting the equator. So it was very hot. Yeah, I can't put it any other way. Very hot, yeah.
You're listening to Radio City Talk at Matt Jones here, and I've got Tony Warner in the studio, former Liverpool goalkeeper, who's been over at the Indian Super League with Chennai FC, where John Gregory, the former Aston Villa boss, was manager there. So you've mentioned the success you had. Let's talk about the division and winning the title. What was that like?
It was superb. I mean, we were always there or thereabouts. Like John Gregory was just saying, you know, it's all about finishing the top four because there's a team of 10 teams. No matter if you win the league by 15, 20 points, it doesn't matter. It's just automatically, end of the season, it's a top four kind of semi-final. First place fourth, second place third. And so, you know, we managed to secure finishing in the top four. And then I think some kind of results went our way and we finished second. So so basically, you know, it's nail-biting because, you know, you're going into a semi-final, you know, away goals count and stuff like that. So you've got to be kind of careful with your tactics and the way you want to play the games. So we went away to Goa, we drew the first game 1-1, and then we beat them 3-0 at the return leg. So that put us firmly into the final. And then the final was in Bengaluru's ground, and they changed it. I think it was supposed to be a Kerala's ground, which is like probably the biggest fan base in India. It was meant to be there. But late on, they changed it to Bengaluru's ground and they won the league. So I think there's a little bit of shenanigans going on there. Anyway, we'd beat them there before in the league. So we were fairly confident going into that game. And yeah, it was a big game. Like once you're there, you think to yourself, you know, you've been over here for 5-6 months, you know, doing whatever work you need to do, you know, teaching these goalkeepers, you know, putting the basics into place. And you know, it's all accumulated in you are found yourself in the final against a team who won the league at their home ground. And you think, right, you know, it's all to play for, really. You know, we definitely went into the game as underdogs. But, you know, we were very happy with our team and the squad that we had. So, yeah, went into the game, went 1-0 down fairly early on and then got it back to 3-1. And then they nicked a late goal. So, yeah, it was fantastic. You know, you think to yourself, you know, a whole season going through this format and you finally come out of it as winners, which was absolutely superb. That's what you go out there to do, and we've done it.
And I'm just looking at some of the players in their squad as well, and they've got the likes of Miku, John Johnson, who I think was over with Middlesbrough at one point. So they had plenty of established famous faces as well.
Yeah, they did. You know, the captain, Chetri, he's like the captain of India. He's like probably India's best player. He actually scored their goal. You know, he's like a tidy attacking midfielder, stuck forward. So yeah, he's kind of big. He's big news over in India. So yeah, and the India's number one goalkeeper, who has had experience playing in Norway. So yeah, you know, they had a fairly established side. But we just had confidence in our team. You know, it was a fantastic team. The lads were absolutely superb. They run through fire for John Gregory, and you know, we were confident going into that team with what we had.
Would you like to go back out 12 months or whenever it starts again?
Yeah, I would, yeah, yeah. And I know John Gregory's there for another year. So, you know, I think there's kind of things with budgets and stuff which need to be kind of sorted out first. But yeah, I would love to go back out, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a real phenomenal experience. And it is growing, the Indian Super League. We see that with some of the players that are going out there now. They're not necessarily going there for a last payday now. They're going there before they reach that stage of their career.
Yeah, some of them are. You know, like you said, the exposure out there is... It's an opportunity for players to you know, to I wouldn't say so much progress themselves, but you know, give something back, I suppose, and you know, to try and test themselves in, you know, in different circumstances. You know, it's sometimes difficult for these players when they're used to certain things to go out there and perform. You know, the likes of Robbie Keane, like he will make a run and he will know that ball will be put right in front of him. Generally, in wherever he's playing, obviously, if he's at Tottenham, if he's like kind of Inter Milan, he's at LA Galaxy. You know, like, if he makes the run, it will people will recognise that. Now that mightn't really happen to him at ATK, so he's got to maybe change his game a little bit and adapt. So that'll be another problem for him. Do you know what I mean? So you know, and you know, there's the heat and you know, living in India with all that with all that brings. It's definitely a challenge.
And where does it rank amongst your career achievements? Because you were part of Liverpool's squad that won the cup, or were runners-up in the cup in 96, I think.
Yeah.
Millwall squad runners-up in the cup in 2004. Where does this
true
rank?
Yeah, I mean, like I won a league with Millwall. I played at Leicester, won a league at Leicester. Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, it's the first time I kind of won something when I've been on the other side of the line, I suppose. But yeah, it's right up there because, you know, you think to yourself, you are putting a plan out with your, like for me individually with my goalkeeper, you're putting a plan together. You know, you're developing them. You're having to. It's not down to you. You're having to put your plan together and then put it into someone's head, and then you're having to trust him. So yeah, you know, it brings like a different thought process to it. And it is right up there. You know, I was very, very happy when we won that league, because there's nothing worse than sometimes going out to these places which are, you know, decent leagues, but perceived sometimes not as good as they are. And then if you don't do particularly well out there, it's maybe a bit of a burden to you when you come back. So we've gone there, we've actually won that league, so it's absolutely superb for us.
It really does sound brilliant. Tony, thank you for joining us in the studio, and congratulations on what you achieved out there.
Thank you.
Full Time with Matt Jones. Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.